God, I thank you that tonight, Lord, you remove the fear of silence from so many hearts. We're afraid to become quiet before you because they cannot face hearing the voices from the past again. God, I thank you that tonight your heart, the beating of your heart, drowns out every other crashing wave that is wanting to consume them and drown them in despair and fear and hopelessness. Holy Spirit, thank you for what you have come to do in our hearts tonight. Have your way here. We are so glad that you are God and we are not. We love you. And we stand in awe of you. In Jesus' name. We're going to take up the offering a little bit later. For now, I just want you just to just bear with me. I want to share two very short verses with you. And we'll try and bring it up to speed with something we've been praying through as a group of intercessors. We're praying for you a lot. We're praying for you every Friday morning. Coming together Thursday morning, pardon. We're coming together, the church office, and we pray for everybody who's a member. I want to encourage you, we're having a new member service again, what's the date? 24th of October, 2 Sundays from now. I want to encourage you, if you haven't become a member yet, and maybe you've just committed yourself in your heart to grow with us, to let us know that. We pray for you by name every Thursday morning. We trust God for a word. We intercede for you. We weep for you. We trust God to do what He needs to do in your life. We take our calling to just grow with you and to be overseers of the spiritual growth very seriously. It'll be such an amazing privilege to be able to just welcome you into our family on that Sunday evening when we're having our Bible school graduation as well. But we've been coming together Monday evenings too. And just for a season, I've really been praying. We've really been seeking God's face because we sensed a while ago the Lord beginning to speak to us very much around what we've been singing about right now, just around God's love. And we came to the very sobering realization that the revelation of God's love is something which we grow into. It is something that you can never become complacent with. It always grows on you. It always becomes bigger and more powerful. The more you stay with God, the more you realize how much He loves you. And how His love is so much beyond anything you've ever imagined. And then there comes a time and you get busy and you need to do things. And sometimes you lose sight of the fundamentals. You lose sight of the basics of the gospel, which is this thing that God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. Gave Him for us all. Gave that love is an actual fact, a verb. It is active. It is powerful. It's always going over into motion. And we've been praying about this the last few months and just saying, God, what does this mean for us personally as individuals? And what does this mean for us as a church? Where are you wanting us to go on this journey of love? And so I'm wanting to hold an invitation before us as a church tonight to go along with us, to come along with us on this journey. And obviously a practical journey we're going on is the one of Standerton, where we're going to just love the city there. We're going to pour out God's love on them. We're going to just go and minister to them. We're going to pour out our energy and our praise and worship, our prayer, finances into them, and just bless them. Because that is what God has called us to do, a city that needs God so desperately. People are so broken, so destitute, so hungry for Him. And so when you move out again and you're there and you're confronted with the brokenness of lives that don't know Jesus, that you once again realize, man, how much I've received. And yes, you've got a lot of stuff and you're not perfect here and you're not perfect there. Like you've got life inside of you, and there are people just waiting to receive that life. So I want to encourage you, the Saturday morning we're going to go through. We're going to send you some details in the course of the week, exactly what the times are we're going to meet. And Sunday morning we're not going to have a service here. We're all going to cancel our service here. We're all going to go through. I want to encourage you, come along with us. We're going to have a ball. We're going to have an exciting time over there and just see what God is doing. But on another level, there's so much more that God is holding before us. And tomorrow evening is another part of the journey. We're going to Danville as intercessors. We're going to pray. See, God, what are you doing there? How can we join in prayer? How can we allow our hearts to be touched by the need out there? It's all around us. The needs that are so powerful. And I want to encourage you that whenever the Lord comes and the Holy Spirit comes and He presents you with an opportunity to be exposed to need, to step out there, get your foot in the water, even though it scares you, even though it makes you uncomfortable, especially when it makes you uncomfortable. Go. Because that is what Jesus did for us. He stepped out of heaven, stepped into our mess. So I believe that as a church, God is holding before us a very messy season, a very unpredictable season, a season where we are going to be confronted with the inadequacies of our own love, the selfishness of our own hearts, the incapabilities of our own abilities, the shortcomings that we carry with us, and things are going to be exposed. And some of you have experienced it, how you've been okay for a while, and all of a sudden you're struggling with things that you didn't know that you still had in your heart. And that is a God-given season in your life, because He's simply wanting to bring you back to a place of desperation for His love again. Where it's His love that defines you and nothing, nothing, nothing else. And there's a mandate and a mission for us found in Mark 6 verse 7. And Jesus called the 12 disciples to Himself and began to send them out two by two. Jesus never intended for us to be lone rangers. Two by two, and gave them power over unclean spirits, and He commanded them to take nothing for the journey except a staff, no bag, no bread, no copper in their money belts, but to wear sandals and not to put on two tunics. Also, He said to them, whatever place you enter a house, stay there till you depart from that place. And all Jesus basically saying to them is travel light. Don't have the cares of this world weigh you down. That means different things for each one of us. We should just trust Me, okay? When you go, trust Me, I'm going to make a way for you. In verse 11, He says, and whoever will not receive you nor hear you when you depart from there, shake off the dust under your feet as a testimony against them. Jesus saying, don't be surprised when people don't want to hear what you want to say to them, but don't break your head over that. Don't decide beforehand. Don't worry beforehand. If I move, will they listen or won't they listen? Just move. Leave. Whether they listen or whether they don't listen, leave that to Me. He says, surely I say to you, it will be more tolerable for Sodom and Gomorrah in the day of judgment than for that city. Leave the judgment up to Me. And verse 12, it's a sentence, it's a phrase that I desire for us as a church. I desire this, that when people talk about us, when our years from now, our legacy will be evaluated, and people will look at us and will speak about us, that this will be one of the things they will say about us. They went out. They went out. That we will never be known as a people who just came and received and kept what He gave us, but that we will go out. Wherever out might mean for each one of us. Whichever sphere of influence, wherever we're working and studying, that we will go out. And we will preach that people should repent. It means they should turn around. Turn from their ways. Not do things different, but have a change of heart. And they cast out many demons and anointed with oil many who were sick and healed them. We've just come back to this realization again. And last week, Pastor JP from Johannesburg spoke about this. The demons have not gone extinct. They didn't die out years ago. They're still a reality. They still live. They still influence people. They still keep people in bondage. They still keep people broken. Keep them desperate. Keep them suicidal. Keep them depressed. They are demonic strongholds wanting to keep you away from coming to church. You're not just tired, some demonic wanting to tire you out. You're not just frustrated, some demonic wanting to get you to become bitter and angry with the people around you. But God is wanting us not to fear the darkness, and He gives us authority over the demons and over sickness and over disease. And I believe God is calling us back to our mission to go out with the power that He has given us. But the reality is that God cannot and will not trust His power to people who are irresponsible with His love. People who are callous and casual with His love. And so I've been on a journey of just weeping before the Lord and crying out to Him when I see my own heart is exposed to myself, and I see how much selfishness resides here. It comes out in my conversations with my wife, with my kids, and when I get impatient and I look at things and I want quick fixes in life rather than godly character. And I'm in the process of saying, God, come and do whatever you need to do to change me. To have me flow with you. And I'm wanting to invite you on this journey to go with us. As God, the Holy Spirit, will direct us to go to places. Maybe that place is just this far from your own life, outside your door, into your neighbor's room. Maybe it's a giant leap across the hallway into your colleague's office. Maybe it is just moving a seat back, sitting next to somebody that you haven't noticed before, and leave your chair of comfort and habit you always sit in when you come to church. For some of us it's small, for some of us it's big. But I'm wanting to bring up the speed a little bit tonight and show you a few clips from a few DVDs that we've been watching that has sort of been just summarizing this so beautifully, much more eloquently than I can. And I want you to really open up your heart. It's not about a show. It's not about being entertained. It's about allowing the Holy Spirit to come and do in our hearts what He desires to do. I'm wanting you to just really be receptive and be open. And the Holy Spirit will say different things to different people here tonight. The message remains the same. His love is all that we need. His love is what He has given us. And His love is what beats inside of our hearts. So, let's go over and watch the DVD. Let me just pray for you. Father, I thank You that You can use any means, God. And everything is sanctified in Your hands. I thank You tonight, Lord, that You give each one of us, again, a revelation. You pull away the curtain and allow our eyes to see Jesus hanging on the cross. And allow our eyes to see Your Father heart breaking for the ones who don't know that that blood was shed for them. In Jesus' name. Amen.
The Western...
The title of my sermon this evening is Come Along. And tonight, you know, I'm not holding before you a season of doing more. And to run to the next program and let's go out there and do stuff. I believe we're going to do stuff, but what I'm holding before us tonight is for us to make a commitment in our hearts, just a journey towards God's heart, towards the things that are important to Him. You know, saints, there's no way that we can go on that journey and it not cost us something. Whether it is our fears, whether it is our comfort, whether it is our insecurities, whether it is our lack of love, whether it is the fact that we haven't been fathered properly, we've been abused, we've been hurt, we hear about love, but we don't even know what it means. All sorts of things right now that we want to come and say to you, but why do you think you can do it? And I want to say to you that you can't. That's the good news. Because He's done it. And He's wanting to do it through you. He's wanting to touch through you. And He's wanting to love through you. Sing through you. Weep through you. And as you're sitting here as a trophy of His love. You've got a bull's eye mark on you. God's love in pursuit of you. And I don't know where in the journey you are and how close you feel to God tonight. I don't know whether you've had an experience like Sammy where your knees just give in because you're in His presence. I don't know whether you've bowed your knee before Him, not because other people are doing it, but because the King of Love stands in front of you and there's nothing else you can do but bow before the One who saved you, has changed you. We're going to spend a few moments and meditate on His love. Think about it a little bit. And I would want to give an invitation to you. If God has spoken to you tonight, too, let's take a step of faith. Let's come into business with Him here at the front. You don't have to say to us what it is unless you need us to pray with you. Just put up your hand as you're kneeling at the front of standing. We'll come and pray with you. Maybe you're like that witch at the beginning. So much pride and anger in your heart, and you've been misunderstood so often. And actually, you're still just a little boy. Never been loved, and so you don't know what it means. You just need the Father to love you tonight. I'd say to you, you can say that to Him in your own words. But I want to just especially ask us to commit our hearts to a time of just seeking His face. Thank you. Because what He has called each one of us to do differs from person to person. But collectively as a church, I want to give you my commitment. We are doing everything within our power to find out from God what it is that He has for us to do in the next season. We'll be sharing this with you progressively as we're going on. So I want to invite you all to the time of prayer with us. Monday evenings at 6. Come and pray with us. Come and seek the Lord's face with us. And as you're praying at home, the Lord shares things with you. Come and share it with us as well. Send me an email. The Holy Spirit will be speaking to you. Tonight especially, I have a real sense in my heart that some of us guys here, and, you know, this love thing's a bit mushy, you know, and far out. And the world is in the mess that it is in because of Adam. Adam's sons. Not being man enough to love. To the point where it touches us here. Not here, but here. And where it ruins you. You don't know what to do with yourself. You don't know what to do with your emotions. You don't know what to do with all the stuff that you're feeling. And you're afraid of feelings. It's not that you're not feeling, because you get angry and you cross, and those are feelings. But you just don't know how to navigate through the world of feelings and emotions. So you go in relationship up to a certain point, and then you just cut off. Like this wall goes up between you and your friends, and you and your girlfriend, and she can't figure you out anymore, so you have to go on to the next one. The Lord says He knows, He understands. And He wants to come and touch a part of your heart. And some of us here, we caught up in pornography, and you won't admit it. You're so ashamed of that thing. You've been trying all sorts of different things. The only thing that you actually need, that you need, the revelation of God's love for those women on the other side. And how much God loves them. How much His heart bleeds for them. As His heart bleeds for you. And He's going to set you free tonight. It's not going to be a major thing. Simply going to ask you to come and say, Lord, I need Your love. Because I'm hemorrhaging. I'm bleeding away my energy. I'm bleeding away my strength. There are people waiting for me to step up to the plate. There are women, sisters, daughters, cousins, waiting for me to be the man You've called me to be. So I want to pray for you, especially if that's you. If the Lord has spoken to you about anything else, I'd like us to stand. All of us. And I don't want to say too much because I know God is speaking to you. And I don't want to drown out His voice. But I want to be obedient to Him too. And so I want to ask you. He's going to sing again, How Marvelous. I want you just to get lost for a moment, just in His love. But if He has spoken to you at all, I want you to come to the front quickly. Just come and speak to Him about that. Come into the front and simply you say, Lord, I'm moving away from the condemnation I'm feeling right now. I'm moving away from the things that have been right now. I'm moving away from those things. Say, yes, my heart. Come and do with me what you want to do with me. And as you do business with God, if you need prayer, just put up your hand. We'll pray for you. And the Holy Spirit is here, and He's wanting to touch you. He's wanting to reach out to you. Can we close our eyes this minute? And Lord, I thank You that You have been speaking to us, God, even before we entered this hall. You have been ministering Your love to so many hearts here. And I thank You, Lord, for the ferocity of Your love tonight that has brought us to a standstill, God. Since, God, there are some of us here, it's like the line has been drawn in the sand that we now know how much You love us. And we know that. The question is simply, what are we going to do with that knowledge? That's just battle raging inside our hearts. But Lord, I pray for courage. For hearts tonight to follow the leading of Your Holy Spirit all the way to the cross. Thank You for the invitation of Your love. Thank You that You didn't promise, Lord, that everything will be fantastic all the time, without problems. But thank you that you are promising us life, life forevermore, eternally so. You are promising us, Lord God, a new beginning in you. You are promising us, Lord God, fellowship with the Father. You are promising us agape love that has got nothing to do with our effort. It's got everything to do with the strength of your love. So here we are, Lord, come in. Doing us that you have destined to take place here tonight. To revel in your wonderful love. In Jesus' name.